It's tech time here at Station 2. Today we've got an interesting guest. It's ultra-marathon runner Simon Wheatcroft from Doncaster in England. He went blind at the age of 27, but with the help of technology, he's able to pursue his dreams. He will talk to us about the role of technology in his life. Great to have you on the show, Simon.
Pleasure to be here.
So, Simon, you do all these crazy runs like marathons and ultra-marathons and 100-mile runs today. Were you a runner before you became blind?
No, I wasn't. But I wanted to show that I could be mobile, that I could be active, and that I could do things on my own. And running was one of them.
What keeps you going when things get difficult?
For me, life is most interesting when things get difficult. It's a chance to show what you are able to do, to adapt and to develop. One of my key preparations for a difficult task is to think about what will or could happen. Then I think about strategies, how I could deal with these situations. This simple method has made it possible for me to also enjoy the difficult times and still be successful.
So, let's turn to technology. What's your favourite thing about technology?
My favourite thing about technology is what it enables people to do. It has an influence on all areas of people's lives and changes people's lives in so many unbelievable ways. For me, the introduction of VoiceOver within the Apple ecosystem changed my life and allowed me to do extraordinary things.
How can companies make their products more user-friendly?
The main aspect of how to make any product easy to understand is to analyze if your user experience is truly intuitive. And if a blind person can use your product or service, then it truly is intuitive. The single most important element is to communicate effectively. How to use an application, for example. That sounds easy, but I often use software and the user experience is terrible.
What or who has been the greatest influence in your life?
The greatest influence in my life has definitely been technology. Technology allows me to function on a daily basis and to improve the quality of the way I do things.
And what are your plans for the future?
I want to push my limits even further in the future. Next May, I plan to run a 160-mile desert ultramarathon on my own. There is no guide, just me and technology. No one has ever tried that. I had to create the technology to even make that adventure possible. I also try to make technology that helps people to live their lives more affordably, because it can have a huge effect on many people's lives. Right now, a key problem is still money when it comes to assistive technology.
Simon, it was great having you. Thank you.
Thank you.